points. The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, we'll do that. Checking in at
number five.
I woke up this morning to an email from Richard Roper about this and couldn't believe it. O.J. Simpson had to weigh in on the fight in the NFL last night.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. He did. Now, if you didn't see this, it's Myles Garrett, who is he's a Cleveland Brown.
A star, one of the best defensive players in football, potentially defensive player of the year candidate.
He's behind on that ballot now.
Yeah, I think he can just cross his name off.
he rips the helmet off the Pittsburgh quarterback, then uses it as a weapon against the head of the Pittsburgh quarterback.
Who had dealt with concussion earlier in the year.
Right?
Wow.
So, what was OJ's reaction in this series of videos he posted?
Look, all I know is this. The minute Mason went after the man's helmet with his foot in his groin, it's on. I'm hearing all these announcers saying that Garrett should be suspended. Maybe he should. But when a guy's trying to get your helmet off your head, and that's where it started, white with his foot in your groin, it's on. I'm just saying.
When the waiter shows up at your strange wife's house with the glasses.
Who'd you think paying for that condo?
And standing at the door thinking he's going to get a little something inside the house.
It's on.
It's amazing.
Wait, there's more.
Garrett, you're 280 pounds. You don't need a helmet to take care of a quarterback. And Pouncey, you're going to get that helmet, which made no sense at all. What bothered me a little bit, I got to say, was hearing all the announcers become prosecutors and talk about criminal activity and prosecuting and all of that. And claiming they never saw this before. Come on. Anybody who's been around football has seen this. We've seen it in training camp. It's hot.
Who hasn't seen a bloody death scene before? We've seen it.
Those damn prosecutors. Oh, he's bringing trouble.
And those detectives are racist.
But I am baffled by one point. Why is it the guy who initiated all the helmet crap, the guy who, after they were separated and Myles Garrett was being shoved away from him, continued the aggression that led to the additional conflict. Why isn't his name mentioned in any of the suspensions? Somebody have to explain that to me.
Someone, please explain that to OJ. The most important thing right now
that baffles me is like when Ronald said, "Don't kill me," was I supposed to stop? He said it first.
It baffled him. It baffled him why the police thought he was the murderer.
Amazing.
Even though he wrote a book called If I Did It, This Is How I Would Have Done It.
I mean, you can draw all sorts of comparisons. He's making Mason Rudolph like the
bad guy.
The bad guy. Right. Anybody who saw that saw a gigantic man attacking a quarterback after he sacked him.
It's just a helmet. Can't do that much damage.
It's on.
It's on.
I used to love when OJ, we had all these series of OJ 911 calls. He would call 911 all the time. Hey, it's me. Like they knew him.
Checking in.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Amazing.
I think OJ might have had a cocktail right there. And listen, I can't judge that either because we were, you know, it was bad.
Who
for
feels
us.
Comfortable living with this man? Who is housing OJ Simpson?
Well, who's actually, you know, because he's got a girlfriend, right?
He's always got a girlfriend.
Yeah. So let's just stop and think about that for a second. And then do you call your parents? I found the perfect guy.
He's a little bit older.
He says he played football.
He's kind of he's kind of famous. I think you're going to, Dad, I think you're really going to like him.
You love Naked Gun.
Number four.
Sesame Street kicks off its 50th season tomorrow, and they still haven't showered those kids.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, what?
In the open. Those kids are still, the kids are still look a little grimy in the open. So Dave Grohl is going to help celebrate the milestone. Oh. The Foo Fighter joined Muppets Big Bird and Elmo to sing a song about making friends. Here we go.
Here we go.
we're on our way.
It's an amazing trip
across the USA.
So many neighborhoods to greet. Hello there.
Friends and families to meet.
All across America.
Okay. All right. All right. That's
reminds
enough of that.
Those
thank
politician
you.
Songs that we were playing the other day.
And then Courtney Love sued, claiming Kurt came up with the original melody for that.
Okay.
I like that little tune. Come on.
Okay. Okay. All right. Checking it. You know, here's the problem. Let's just call it what it is.
What is it?
That was producer preference right there is what that was. Because you cannot go. If Dave Grohl literally sneezes and it gets caught on tape, we have to put it at the top five at five. Because
right.
Our producer, Brian, is one of the great Foo fighting fighters of
true.
Foo.
That is true.
Yeah.
He's chuckling in there.
Yeah.
He knows.
He knows, yeah. There's certain things, whether it's a Prince or a Foo fighter or a Nirvana.
Yeah, that's true.
Anniversary or the, you know, anything. We had to celebrate, if I'm not mistaken, I think that we had to celebrate Dave Grohl's graduation from high school.
The former true. Producer, I think a producer every now and again can say, screw everybody, I'm putting my touch on this.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
Number three.
Kathy Lee Gifford. Oh, boy. Oh, this is
again?
Is
that twice in 1 week?
Yeah. Well, wow. She's got a book out, right? But she went on Dr. Oz. See, this is the problem. This is not a good combination to put Kathy Lee Gifford, who wants to talk about all of her junk, on with Dr. Oz, who all he does is talk about people's junk. So you know this is not going to end well. Hmm. She had to have a conversation about how her life has changed since she left the Today Show. She moved to Nashville, Tennessee, I'm assuming for the tax break like everybody else did, and maybe to do some more Christian music, right? She
does a lot of that.
She does a lot of that, yeah.
She went from Kathy Lee Epstein to, at one point, now saying... She's been doing that for years, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, forever.
Loves
yeah.
those gospel songs, Christian mm-hmm. songs.
Sure. So she said, you know, what is it like now? She's a widow, obviously. Her husband died 4 years ago, Frank Gifford. And she's back to dating for the first time in 33 years. And she... been on a few dates. Yeah, she's been on a few dates. But she's not exactly sure how to do this anymore.
I'm a load for any man. And I am. I know that. I mean, they get. One guy I dated said she's a bucking bronco.
Yeah, that's a good description.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
But you did go on a date recently, and we heard all about it.
Yeah, I went on a few dates with a very sweet guy, but we weren't right for each other. So you know that I had a lot of fun, did a lot of dancing. You dance everywhere in Nashville. My life before, nobody in Greenwich, Connecticut goes to honky tonks. And dances.
No.
They don't do it. They're behind their gates, you know, looking at their hedge fund money. And and God bless them. I wish I had some hedge fund money. I don't. If I could find a hedge fund guy and his money and he loves Jesus and he has his own teeth, I'm in.
That's a long way of selling yourself. I'm available if anybody who's really rich out there wants to bring me on board.
Yeah, that's exactly what Jesus would do, too. I'm sure that she seems to really be filling that. Listen, I need a rich guy to take care of me because you know what I am? I'm a load and...
fucking bronco.
Yeah, that's what I am.
Not sure if she gets the full meaning of that.
Yeah, probably not the best thing to describe yourself after a date.
Five stars.
Oh, God. Oh, God. All right.
Wow.
Here we go.
Number two.
YouTube comedians Taylor and Miles are on a mission to bring more laughter into the world. And they're doing just that with a new clip that's going viral in the wake of the world discovering that Generation Z has a major beef with their grandparents' generation, the baby boomers. They decided to illustrate another generational divide. Now that millennials are parents themselves, the way that they're raising their kids looks quite a bit different than the way that they were raised by their boomer parents.
And that's how the birds and the bees work, Keyston. I know a lot of the other second graders probably haven't gotten this talk yet from their parents, but I trust you.
The birds and the bees? Don't they teach them that in school? Why do I have to tell them? Fine. Michael, get on over here. We gotta have a talk. Yeah, so your mother wants me to talk to you about this. So, sometimes when a boy, just tell your mother that I talked to you. How does that sound? All right. I'm going to go get a beer.
That's the way that I think we were raised.
The other difference would be the boomer comedians were funny.
I would think that more so millennials would be like, here, just watch this video on YouTube about it. You'll learn all you need to know.
Or the kids will show it to the parents. You know you're supposed to be doing it this way because you're doing it wrong. And you know that Kathy Lee Gifford is a bucking bronco.
Oh, God.
Just give them the bucking bronco talk.
Right, is there one more of this? Is it good? Because it was not good. All right, go ahead.
Hey, coach, come over here. He pulls that tomahawk swing thing again. I want you to bench him. He needs to learn a lesson.
Coach, can you put my son in the pitch? No, he hasn't gotten a chance to pitch all game. Some of the other kids have been pitching, and I think my son should get to pitch, too.
Okay. All right, thanks, gentlemen. All right, now, and also a new feature on Fridays is for the top five at five, because the Carnarvon Wagon starts rolling at 5 o'clock, right after the news at 5 o'clock. We will also now be introducing the top five clip of the week, which will play after the bottom of the hour news.
Thanks.
How about that?
Ooh, fancy.
And then we Georges Trois or whatever restaurant will be here. They'll be here at about right after 5:45. How about that? Do we like that?
Beautiful.
Love it.
Now and we just designed this. We spent literally minutes working on this. So we have it all down. All right, we'll close everything up, but first, let's find out from Kim Gordon what is happening in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on 720 WGN. It's the Rokan Show. It's the end of the Top 5 on a Friday. New Friday Top 5 format where the Carnarvon Wagon rolls right at the top of the hour, right when we get it at the top of the hour after the news, about 8 minutes afterwards. I hate talking in radio talk. Mm. I just do. Mm. Then we start the Top 5 at 5 at about 5:17.
Did you forget the order already?
Yes, and then we get the 4 through 5 through 2.
The train of thought just left the station.
And then right here, right now, we do the on Fridays the new feature, the top five cut of the week.
The whole week.
Best clip of the week.
I like it.
Which would be
number one.
Carmen Electra's now viral interview from the WGN Morning News.
Oh, yes, I was. I was there at the Bulls games watching those iconic Bulls players, Michael Jordan, of course, Dennis, Scottie Pippen. I mean, Chicago was so proud. The world love the Bulls, and that was just wow, what a moment to be there. And I mean, to be honest, it was insane being there for when they won their last finals as, you know, the group.
It's fantastic.
What do we think is going on there?
She segued into that part of her life where she's like hot Thanksgiving drunken step aunt that everybody has at the extended party. Who's that?
That's Uncle June's fourth wife.
Hey,
she found out what edibles were.
No one's eating my ham. I bought it at the store.
They actually pulled me into the dressing room, and Michael Jordan popped a bottle of champagne and he's pouring it in my mouth, and I'm like, is this really happening? This is insane. Yeah, it was. Those were good. Those were some really good times. Had a lot of fun.
She does. She has. Wow. She also has that smoker laugh too. Yeah.
You two were around that whole era a ton. The Bulls. You guys ever see her just around?
Oh, I'll tell you what. She was a bucking bronco back in the day. I kid you not.
Yeah, we did actually see her.
No, but I mean, like around the United Center stuff, right? Wasn't she always kind of just lingering?
For a while there, you know, we saw Madonna. We hung out for about half a season at the UC when she was friends with Dennis.
Boy, Dennis. Dennis was the Pete Davidson of his era.
You got an album coming out? All right, go out with Dennis Rodman.
That's pretty great. That's
you got a new movie?
True. Right.
Go out with Dennis Rodman.
Oh, my God, it's absolutely true. What was the there was a nightclub up on Kingsbury next to the strip club up there that was the place that was the hot bar, you know, late night nightclub for the Bulls and for Rodman and all those people, and they were in there like every night.
That was their hangout?
Yeah. Yeah, that's no longer there.
What an era.
Yeah, but it was that was the thing. And it was, and back then there wasn't anything up there. You know, there wasn't a Whole Foods or a Starbucks.
You knew where you were going. Gabby's knew where they were.
You had to know because it was literally at the end of dead train tracks. And you had to go up there, and then you got out.
Right.
And then it was like
it's right by that Whole Foods is there now.
Yeah.
Right there, that exact area.
Exactly.
There,
yeah. And it was, that was the, and, you know, Dennis was making out with everyone at the
no
bar.
Cell phones. You know, so you had a kind of immunity.
Right. Nobody knew where you were.
Can you imagine the viral videos?
Although I cannot wait for, this is one of the most anticipated Netflix series they're dropping, is all this unseen footage of the Bulls 90s run that they're going to release like in an 8-part series, I believe, next year, Rich.
Next year.
We should have Lou Kanellison, because he was the traveling guy. From, you know, for what eventually became Comcast Sports Network, he was the guy that traveled with them all over. He was basically the sixth, you know, Bull. He literally slept. They would, sometimes Jordan would rent one of those tour buses and move guys around. When they were in New York, he would want to go. They were playing New York one night and Philadelphia the next. And he wanted to go to Atlantic City.
Yep.
So he got a tour bus.
Exactly. Yep.
And they all they spent the whole night in the casino and then would sleep on the tour bus on their way, you know, to Philadelphia.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And it was, woo! The stories out of that.
Oh, my God. Oh, I need to sit down with Mr. Kanellis for a minute and get some stories.
Yeah. Now, I don't think you could say this, but back then, they were referred to in Chicago as the Black Beatles, right? Because they were just... Because you couldn't, if Jordan was out on the street, he'd get mobbed. You know, mm-hmm. Pippen, the same thing.
I remember as a kid going to the Berto Center trying to get autographs and standing by the gate because some of them would stop while the gate opened and Jordan would, his blacked out Corvette, and he'd speed through the gate would get stuck. So he get the gate stuck up for all his teammates. So if they wanted, they could just go right past all us little kids. Mr. Longley, can you sign my hat?
Mr. Longley. All right, mate. All right. Settle down, mate.
Sign my starter jacket.
For sure. It's very satiny.
Totally.
The 90s.
Oh, yeah. It was really quite a moment. And, Carmen Electra. Well, we wish her the best. Let's just hope she's not at any of our Thanksgivings.
Iconic. There are like 14 letters in it when she said it.
Yeah, it takes 8 minutes to say a word.
Well, we wish everybody this. All right, we're going. Let's. You know what? We have to close this thing up now.
All right.
The top five at five.